It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the seventh day in the month of September 2024. And indeed, we have a lot to be thankful for. So I'd like to ask you today, what are you thankful for? For me, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for our listeners all over the world. I'm thankful for the grace to be able to see a brand new day. If we search within, we would know that indeed there are a lot of things to be thankful for. I keep reminding us on this show that if life could be bought, if immortality could actually be achieved, just imagine how many people will be able to afford it and how many people will not be able to afford it. But we have been given the gift of life freely every single day. And that is one reason for us to be thankful. And among every single other reasons to be thankful, let's search our hearts. Let's check our list and identify those areas that you are thankful for. And begin to let God know how grateful you are for each and every one of them. Once again, you are welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. And this is the segment where we get to share our devotion. So if you are joining us for the very first time, I want to tell you and assure you that you are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration. God really wants you to be here because God has a word for you today. So if you are here and you have lots of questions, your heart is broken, you feel lost, you feel disturbed, and you are heavy laden, I've come to assure you that right here on this show, God is here to lift up your burdens. He's here to lift them for you. You don't have to carry that burden alone. God is here for you, and He has a word for you today. So I'd like to specially welcome you because you are our very, very own special guest. But if this is not your first time and you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm, let the whole world know. Let your friends, your family, and your neighbors, let them know that it is time for our devotion. So share the link. Share the message. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Remember, like I always say on the show, you might just be saving a soul. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the generosity of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, you cannot hide from God. You cannot hide from God. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 2, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel chapter 44 to 46. Ezekiel chapter 44 to 46. Our memory verse today is taken from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. A Bible reading today is taken from Psalm 139 from verse 1 to 19. Psalm 139 from verse 1 to 19. From verse 1 it says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts are far off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is so powerful for me. It is I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet formed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. May God bless the reading and the hearing in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, a pastor once took a lady to a hotel room. Before they went in, they looked around to be sure that nobody could see them. On getting inside, the lady was uneasy and said to the pastor, before taking to our heels, before we came in, you looked left and right to ensure that nobody saw us, but we did not look up. God can see us. Believe me, there is no place that God's eyes do not get to. No matter how well some people think they can hide their sins, they cannot hide even the smallest of them from God. If no one can hide sins from God, it means no one can avoid the consequences of sins. Rather than trying to hide whatever sins you might have committed, why not change your ways? The reason many people hide their sins is that they want to appear to all as being righteous. The question now is, are they being righteous for people or for God? Is it people that we judge them on the last day, or God himself? They are like students that pretend to be studious by putting their books in front of them every time their parents are around, but who never read them. When examinations come, they will fail and be termed a failure even by the same parents they pretended to. When rapture happens, the same people they pretended to will see who they really are, and then their secrets will be out. Rather than pretend to be people who are not important to your eternal destiny, it is better to get the real salvation so that the one who will judge you can see that you are truly born again. If you are a true child of God and you are hiding your sins and pretending to people, I'm sure the Holy Spirit is telling you to stop the pretense and stop committing those sins. Don't ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen and obey. God wants to have mercy on you now, and he will give you the grace to live a truly holy life. But you have to repent genuinely from your heart. Beloved, If you are still harboring any form of sin in your life, make a decision now to repent and forsake them. You can say this short prayer. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for indulging in sin. I am ready to live a truly holy life. Please help me, Lord, and let me never backslide again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, it is impossible to deceive God. He sees you as you really are. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you and you would like to be a blessing to someone? Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. You can do this by sharing. How can you share with someone? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional manuals. Click on any one of them. Copy the link to send to somebody today. You can also join us every morning 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT is the time. And you can listen to us on our online radio. Still at www.praisepalaceradio.com. And you can download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. Praise Palace Radio. There you'll be able to enjoy all our amazing, amazing segments for the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be enriching, soul-lifting. And as you partake of this gospel entertainment, this far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.